This story is part of the Helpers series, which shares stories about the people making positive impacts in our community. Bonnie Leonard never expected to be the one receiving recognition. For years, the North Bay resident has quietly stitched together compassion, community, and care through her work with Quilts of Valor, an organization that provides handcrafted quilts to injured Canadian veterans as a symbol of comfort and gratitude. In March, Leonard stood inside the North Bay Museum among a crowd of local community leaders and volunteers. That day, she received a commemorative King Charles III Coronation Medal, one of just 30,000 distributed across Canada to recognize individuals who have made outstanding contributions to the country. The medals were presented by former MP Anthony Rota at a special ceremony. "It was a shock," Leonard admits. "I'm usually providing care and support to people who have served our country. I support them getting the medals for what they did, and I feel that honoring me is so little compared to what they gave." For Leonard, volunteering with Quilts of Valor has become a deeply personal calling, one that blends her background in trauma nursing, her love of quilting, and her lifelong respect for military service. "I've always worked in the community," she explains. "Because I have a nursing trauma background, my passion has always been building community support, acceptance, and love around people who are experiencing trauma." She traces her reverence for veterans back to her childhood in a military town near Trenton. "In the schools around there, you're taught to respect the military," she says. "You go into a Dairy Queen, money in hand, you're waiting on that ice cream cone, and a service person comes in. You give them your place in line, and you go to the back. They were simple things, but they stuck with me." Leonard's journey into quilting began with charitable projects for hospitals, including one particularly close to her heart. "I was doing a lot of charity quilting for the Adolescent Mental Health Unit. My friend runs that program," she says. "Every child that goes into that unit for mental health services gets a quilt. That was important to me." But it was through the veteran community that her hobby transformed into a mission. "There's really nobody that served who doesn't have some level of trauma," she says. "And I have a lot of personal experience with trauma myself, in addition to my professional background. So it came naturally." Today, she and her husband dedicate much of their time to Quilts of Valor, traveling across Northern Ontario and beyond to deliver handmade quilts to veterans, each one sewn with the intention of offering comfort and recognition. Quilts of Valor Canada is on a mission to wrap every injured Canadian veteran in comfort and gratitude, one quilt at a time. It's a gesture that's deeply personal for Leonard, who's been part of the organization's efforts to deliver handmade quilts across the province and beyond. Leonard explains, "Quilts of Valor, it's a group of mostly women, but we have men and children that work with us. And so we gather all the resources, the fabric, which is now very expensive, it's over $20 a liter. Gathering that money and gathering fabric. I mean, it started with just using everybody's extra fabric. But now we're producing hundreds of quilts a year and they're distributed all across Canada. Those quilts are more than just fabric and thread, they're symbols of appreciation and gratitude. We are sending a lot of quilts to these places to help," Leonard says, "both on the East Coast and the West Coast and in our region all the way to the northern borders of Ontario. We've built teams throughout the region and try to cover that as best we can. Sometimes I do presentations over Zoom after we have mailed the veteran a quilt." Leonard says her role comes with the perk of getting to deliver the quilts personally. "I get to meet the veterans, and that job is a passion for me because of my background. I've given folks quilts from here to Belleville, Kingston, and Ottawa when they are connected to veteran motorcycle clubs that I have adopted. And I have developed some specialties because of my background," she adds. "Because of my background, which is doing the quilt presentations for veterans who have severe post-traumatic stress, and also ones who have young children." Leonard previously worked with children who have brain injuries, a skill set that has translated powerfully into her quilt deliveries. "I had a specialization in working with children with brain injuries," she says. So understanding where children are at developmentally and how they would perceive the world and how they may perceive a father or mother who is living with post-traumatic stress, and helping them to understand that. Helping them understand that their father or their mother is one of our Canadian heroes. And helping them understand what that quilt means. She recalls some of the more difficult moments when trauma is visible not only in the veteran but across the whole family. Sometimes I've walked into a home and there are traumatized children in the home, so they're hiding underneath blankets, but their head is peeking out, she says. And how do you talk to a child that's traumatized? How do you draw them out, make them part of the full presentation? She's developed her own ways of connecting. So I use a jar of jam and get down and talk to them and draw them out. And then by the end, they're usually under mom and dad's arms and wrapped up in that quilt, and they are part of that quilt presentation. In the most severe cases, Leonard doesn't just walk away. Sometimes if I meet a family that's experiencing that level of trauma, I kind of adopt them and go back and visit. I talk to my team of quilters with the North Bay Friends of Quilts of Valor, she says. We often will take on the extra project of making those children's quilts. That level of care extends all the way back to the quilt-making process itself. When I talk to the veterans, I tell them about the people who are involved in making these quilts. It's about sowing love into that quilt so that the veteran knows that they are loved and appreciated, Leonard says. There may be 100 hours worth of our time and effort into it. And the quilts are worth $500 minus $600 in value based on the time and the materials. It's not uncommon, she says, for the quilters themselves to be dealing with hardships while quilting. Sometimes there are quilters who are going through their own struggles in life, Leonard adds, and they're quilting love and gratitude, and that touches the veteran's heart. For many veterans, the quilt is more than a gesture, it's the only formal recognition they receive after decades of service. Our military has been gutted so bad, Leonard says, that we're seeing veterans who leave with 30 years of service, and they don't even get a boot out the door. They just leave. Their comrades have their depart with dignity parties, she explains, and there is nothing there to present to them other than their own stories and gratitude, and sometimes the only tangible gift they get after leaving is a quilt of valor. While each quilt represents hours of labor and coordination, Leonard says the process to request one is simple. Any Canadian can go on the website, and there's a little button that says, "Request a quilt," she explains. So if you have a neighbor who is a veteran and you see that they are suffering in some way as a result of their service, we want you to request the quilt at quiltsofvalor.ca. The organization works closely with Northcote Fabrics, which supplies themed material, often showcasing red poppies, though Leonard is quick to note that not every veteran wants that. There are a lot of veterans who don't want any red on their quilts for obvious reasons, and they do not want poppies, she says. Sometimes they'll say, "I want a boat with fishing on it, or a moose, or motorcycles." Each quilt, she explains, is individualized based on what the veteran wants, or doesn't want. Color preferences, favorite animals, hobbies, it's all taken into consideration. If they request the color of a boat, we try to accommodate, she says. For Leonard, the mission isn't just about quilts. It's about recognizing those who've served, military or otherwise, and helping them feel seen. There's another massive need to support those who were police, fire, and ambulance in our city, she says. Our police officers are suffering. Our ambulance attendants are suffering. There should be a whole movement to get them quilts and support them. Leonard gets emotional thinking about the scope of service and sacrifice. Many veterans served in Afghanistan. Many are serving right now. And the public isn't even aware, she says. The care that I may give those people and the support I may help them find in the community might enable them one day again to be part of protecting our advances and the freedoms that I, as a woman, enjoy. It's that mindset that made it difficult for Leonard to accept the King Charles III Coronation Medallion, an honor recognizing her volunteer efforts with veterans. I had a lot of difficulty accepting the medal because this isn't about me. It's about the veterans, she says. But the two veterans who nominated me went in and nominated me twice. So I felt like it was only right to accept this award as a thank you to them. She describes the quilts as a form of nonverbal recognition for things that often go unspoken. It's looking them in the eye and thanking them for the sacrifice and the price that they pay for their service that we don't know anything about, Leonard says. I don't know all the memories that are trapped in their minds. It's not appropriate that they share it with the public. But I'm recognizing with this quilt that you require comfort. You deserve to be comforted. She pauses for a moment, then adds, those memories, they will never go away. That's why I give out the quilts. It's a very personal passion of mine. And so I appreciate that this medallion, this recognition, it was a measure to me that what I'm doing is hitting the mark. If you have a story idea for Helpers, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.